How are you doing?
You okay?
Yeah. If we were to get on the phone right now and I'd say, how you doing? Would you say, I'm okay? Or would you say, awesome? Or would you say, well, I'm not so good, but I'm working out. What would you say? Be honest. Don't just say the thing. I'm good. How about you? Don't do that. So do leftovers make happiness?
Huh.
I don't know. After I've had a lot of leftovers, I'm not very happy. But there is a way to do this. That's the question that you left. Can you make your own happiness, or do you have to rely on somebody else's leftovers or your own? Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. We're going to take the daily boost, the positive boost you need every single day. We're going to mix in a big dose of Scott logic, some common sense. It's what I do. Have a little fun, dig down deep, and make you think a little bit. When you're done today, you're going to think, he kind of took me from here to there, over yonder, kind of came around. We did the cul-de-sac, then we did the Texas U-turn on the highway, and then we went on the frontage road and cut through the parking lot back on the highway. And before you know it, we got where we were going. How did that happen? All I can say is I'm a professional, and the very few people can do this, and I'm just glad you're here today. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. We take living life in whatever terms you want to do, happy, sad, upbeat, downbeat, doesn't matter. We don't take it all that seriously, and yet we're totally serious about not taking it seriously, if you know what I mean, and if you don't, you probably don't get me. Whatever you want is what I want for you. I want you to smile every step of the way to get there, even if smiling for you is being grumpy. If you want to be grumpy and that makes you happy, cool. You're awesome. Do leftovers make you happy? Do leftovers make happiness? So, a few years back when I began to train my dog, Levi, in agility and began to compete, he's got a couple of masters on him now. We spent a lot of weekends in the motorhome. Frankly, a lot of weekends just hanging out with dogs, which is not a bad thing. I made a rookie mistake, though. I was a rookie trainer. I'd never trained dogs before. Although dogs are not on... dogs and people, the same stuff. It's like opera conditioning. I know. And you may not like it when I say that, but tell me if you've ever studied opera conditioning, which is how we train dogs, you can use it on humans too. I made a mistake. I wasn't consistent. And my dog was getting confused. So one day, my trainer, her name is Mindy. She's a world champion trainer in a big way. She's a hot dog. Seriously. And she said to me, for a dog, one time is all the time. I didn't know what it meant at first. For a dog, one time is all the time. Every time you let them do something new, one time, they're going to do it all the time. They're just going to keep doing it. It applies to everything in life, I think. But now, as silly as it sounds, it came to mind a couple of weeks ago with my wife. Mm-hmm. The beautiful Joy, you know, the one who paints my rooms while I watch the paint dry and feel guilty. Yep. She came to mind, and she's a creature of habit, of routine. Love that about her, hate that about her. Well, I don't hate her, but I hate that about her. Don't people that are consistent, they get up, they work out, they always eat right, right? I don't have that in me. I do it a lot, but I don't have it like she does. It drives me crazy sometimes, and yet I know it's a good thing. So we were invited to Thanksgiving for family, a visit, and we didn't do it at our home. And Joy's training kicked in immediately. Again, that once a wife does one thing one time, she's going to... Scott, come here. Is your producer speaking, Scott?
Be really, really careful when you start talking like that, because you're going to get in big trouble if you do it. Okay.
Thank you. Actually, it's a producer. Knowing we were going to somebody else's home, she said, I like going to their home for Thanksgiving, but what about the leftovers? I like leftovers. Now, as a guy who has experienced Joy's Thanksgiving weekend rule, no eating out in a restaurant until all the leftovers are gone. I said, wait a second. Firehouse Subs is waiting for me. They always do on a Saturday. Nope. We've got turkey here. But they've got a turkey sub there with bacon on it. You don't have bacon because it's Joy in my house and you don't make bacon. If you do, it's turkey bacon. That's not Firehouse. Nope. We eat at home until the leftovers are gone. I knew this was her rule and it was going to be a big issue. And I really make fun of it. I'm telling you, it's true. Do not step on Joy's rule. So I was a good husband. I got out of her way. I said, let her figure it out. I said, no worries. So a couple of weeks later, we were enjoying the Thanksgiving day, came home, and I watched Joy. You know how you do when you have a group, you all put leftovers in the refrigerator, and then maybe you bag it up and put it in little containers, and everybody takes a little bit home. So here, take some leftovers. I want you to have some Thanksgiving leftovers tomorrow. Everybody does that, right? Everybody fights for the good stuff. Well, she had hers, and I thought, okay, life is good. She's got her leftovers, right? Thinking to myself, good, she's got them. She's going to take them home. Boy, was I wrong. Totally, completely wrong. So the next day, she gets up and goes to the gym. Told you, it just messes with me. Now, who in their right mind not only works out on Thanksgiving Day, but then after a full day of gorging yourself, gets up in the morning and goes to the gym? Honestly, people in their right mind. The rest of us stay home and sleep in. So Joy came home from the gym, and she headed for the kitchen, which is like between the car and everything else. And she had bags in her hand, and she went to the refrigerator, and she started cooking leftovers. She wasn't reheating them. No. No, she had that already. That was part of the party. No, she had purchased a small turkey. It was a carcass without the legs on it. It was just a turkey breast on the carcass. And she had all the other ingredients, even a broccoli casserole. She had extra ingredients to make an extra broccoli casserole because that was her favorite thing to make. And she knew everybody was going to eat it, and they did. So she was able to make another one. She was going to keep her routine for that weekend. At the moment, I tried really, really hard. It was difficult for me because I was thinking to myself, wow, leftovers are really making her happy. This is kind of odd what's going on here. So my face was contorting in all kinds of crazy ways. It wasn't the grin that you get on your face. It wasn't that one. No. It was that husbandly look of like, what's going on right this very minute in time? I have no idea what's happening here. She says, what? And she really said it that way. I'm not mocking her at all. What? I like leftovers. I look forward to it. It's what I do. It makes me happy. One thing resonated in my brain right then and there. It makes me happy. So in that moment, like a good husband, I didn't say a word. I just was thinking, okay, first off, happy wife, happy life. First thing I had to think. And second was, well, I guess we're not having pizza tonight. So do leftovers make you happy? Not really, but maybe. You make you happy. Do what you do. Why? Big wisdom here. You can always have pizza next weekend if it makes you happy. See you tomorrow.